What's up, guys? Welcome to Fresh Fit Podcast. We got a great episode for you guys today. Five traits that are going to make you much more likely to close that first date. Let's get into it. What's up, guys? Welcome to Fresh Fit Podcast. We'll get right into it with the announcements. Guys, patreon.com/freshfit if you want the exclusive content behind the scenes to see me kicking out very rude or annoying girls, you know, that disrupt the show. We had to kick one out like 2 days ago. It was pretty funny.
Mexico.
Yeah, that chick was the worst, and she was the oldest one too, as always. Zoom also, guys, what, Zoom call?
Zoom calls for Patreon as well.
Oh, yes, yes. Guys, at the Patreon, at the 97 and 200 tier, you get, and 200 tier, you get one weekly Zoom call along with a Telegram chat, and you get basically a community of guys that you can rely on. And then also on Patreon, guys, we're going to start putting exclusive podcasts on there that you won't be able to find on Apple, Spotify, and Google, which we're on all those platforms, by the way. If you guys want to listen to us at work, just make sure you're wearing headphones, because you'll 100% get fired from your
job. UFOs, vaccines, conspiracy theories,
yeah,
all that.
So yeah, all the exclusive stuff. You guys get to know us a little bit better and see, you know, behind the scenes stuff with me, Trey, Chris, etc. I know you guys enjoy these shows.
It's behind the scenes.
As a matter of fact, shout out to the guys behind the scenes right now.
Look at that. Top level.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? We out here, guys. And just real quick, guys, I want to apologize for us starting a little bit later. We got our man Lambert in the house right now, and he's actually like putting up more sound panels. And after this show, we're going to put some more on the ceiling, more all around here, because obviously the studio, we're expanding it. Yep. We're getting more microphones, more, which means more sound panels, because we want to make sure that you guys always have the best viewing experience, because like I say all the time, that money that comes in, these super chats, goes right back into the studio, guys. So thank you so much for all the support. We are not going to disappoint you guys. We're going to keep taking over like DJ Khaled. And then the last thing I wanted to say was the party is going to be May 15th. If you guys want to party with us on our 100K celebration, it's going to be May 15th. Link is going to be in the description, and we'll also put it in the chat. But yeah, guys, if you want to get in now. General admission is 200, VIP is 500. We're going to have Mr. Organic there, Stunt Lifestyle, Miss Touch and Go Miriam. Yep. We're going to have some Miami locals there that are celebs, and it's going to be
Kiki Clout.
Lit. Kiki Clout will be there. Yep, and exactly. We're also going to have a bunch of the girls that came on the show that you guys like, that you guys want to simp for. So
some of y'all at least.
Yeah, somebody donated $500 super chat yesterday for the girl to my left, Nessa.
That was crazy, bro.
Whatever, man.
He
I don't even care.
I make $3.5 million a year. I'll take care of you. You want an arrangement? I'm like, damn.
Hey, he's a Leo as well.
You might need our dating coaching instead, my friend. But anyway, that's a whole other thing. But yeah, guys, so those are some announcements. And we apologize for starting a little bit behind. But like I said, we're always trying to improve. These sound panels make a lot of noise, so we didn't want to go on air with you guys hearing a bunch of hammers and drills and stuff. So,
and also, we're going to have a special guest. You know what? I'm not going to say who because I want to drop it on y'all, but it was worth the wait. So when you see her, you'll know what I mean.
Okay. Fair enough. So with that said, let's get into today's topic, right? And
it's going to be the top,
thank you so much, Trey.
Top
5 reasons, guys, that guys are able to close on first dates and make it happen. And pretty much if you have these 5 traits, you're going to significantly increase your chances of closing the deal. And let's keep it a stack, guys. We're not here to tell you guys that this is foolproof. As we all know, dealing with women is very difficult. It isn't easy.
It's not black and white. It's very gray.
And yeah, but before we get into that, let's read some of these super chats. We got Sheepdog117, $10 super chat. I need surgery on my arm and had to move in with my parents for 6 months to recover since I cannot work. How are ways to continue to date, or should I take a break to recover? Recover,
bro,
my friend.
Take a break, bro.
Take a break, bro. It ain't that serious.
It's not.
The 804 kid, $20. I think one element missing from last night's discussion about women denying men sex is how women react when they're denied sex. Sex is a woman's duty in the relationship, not the man's obligation to fulfill. Resources greater than bedroom fun. Facts. Yeah. Okay. And then Ricky Webster, $10. Great show last night. Frank Castle and the high value man, Fresh himself. I love my Fresh and Fifth family. French toast props, dude.
Hey, Ricky. But me to you, Ricky.
Yeah, Ricky super chats every single show.
Yeah, dude. Thank you so much, Ricky.
Every
come
show.
Out to that party, bro. Facts. And then we got Crystal and Meth. God. Dropping my tuition fee. Wish I had the knowledge you guys were sharing when I was in my 20s. Keep up the RP truth bombs. Thank you so much. Hashtag Don DeMarco.
Thank you, brother.
Eric Scott, $2. Fit, how cold is it in there? Yeah, we keep the AC pretty high, guys. So yeah.
That's why you wear hoodies all the time.
That's why I wear hoodies a lot. Brody A, $5. 19 years old, going to college next year. What are things I can do to become high value on campus other than joining a frat and working out? Excellent question.
Very good.
Sir, that's a whole other broadcast that we're probably going to have to do with you guys on
how to. We did a full video about that on Patreon
as well. On Patreon, yeah. How to conquer your college campus. I went from A to Z on how you want, if you're going to, like, because getting girls on in college, guys, is completely different than getting girls in the real world. Mm-hmm. And social status means way more in college than it does in the real world. Like, in the real world, you don't necessarily have to have status if you have game, you know, some money, whatever. But in college, status means a lot more, guys. It's a more concentrated sexual marketplace, which means you need to be a little bit more, deliberate in your activities, if you know what I'm saying. So, that's a great question. Get on Patreon.
Be in the right circles as well.
Yes. Next, we had another super chat here.
Money making master,
$10. I thought because I stuttered that I could not get girls or be a businessman, but Fresh made me believe it's possible.
real talk, right? I felt the same way until I did it, bro. So props to you, man. You can do it, bro.
Yeah, bro. You guys can absolutely do it. You know what I'm saying?
You can do it.
You can.
You can do it.
Okay. And then, are we caught up, Chris?
Yeah, we caught up.
All right. And shout out to Chris in the back and Trey, man. We're always making the show better. Thank you, guys.
Yep.
Also, guys, like the video on your way in. Please comment, subscribe. But yeah, today's topic, guys, we're going to cover the traits that make you attractive to closing dates. We're going to cover five things that you need to have in place. Also, guys, we have a course where we teach this.
Yeah.
It's called the First Date Lay Blueprint, okay? Which we will link it below if you guys want. We got two videos in there that gives a lot of secret sauce on how we personally set up our first dates, how to deal with LMR, all that crap, which is way too hard for YouTube.
Listen, it is so much detail and so much intrinsic advice that we couldn't put on YouTube.
Facts.
So we made a Zoom call behind a paywall. So you know what? If you want to know what we do personally, here you go. Because YouTube, we can't be explicit because once again, we'll get banned.
Yeah, facts, bro. So, it's already bad enough for us out here, man. It's tough out here. So with that said, if you guys want it, we'll link that below as well. Fresh is going to throw it in the chat for you guys.
Yep,
but right, yeah, we did two Zoom calls on it. Every single person that attended the live webinar was like, this is crazy. I can't believe that you guys put this out there for us to get at this low of a price. Because let's keep it a stack. Most guys fail on first dates.
Always.
So we teach you guys exactly how to set it up to win. But we're going to go over some of those principles now, and then we're going to tell you basically the what, and then if you guys want, we have the course where we'll teach you the how, okay? So with that said, let's get right into it. You got anything before you get into it?
Yeah, I just feel like a lot of guys, they want to definitely get laid on a date, but then they sabotage themselves by doing certain things.
Yes.
And if you know how to avoid doing those things, let's be real here. You've probably been on a date before. You kind of taught yourself how to get in the box because, once again, you didn't know what you were doing, and you maybe pissed her off. Maybe you did the wrong thing. So with these traits here that we're going to teach you, you can learn a lot more what to do and then what not to do as well.
So. Absolutely. Okay, so with that said, gentlemen, we're going to get into the first one.
Oh, here we go.
So this is the basic tenement, guys, of when you deal with women in general. What you need to do is you need to lead, gentlemen. And like, when I say lead, I'm talking about like lead from the beginning with every single thing that you do, okay? Because a lot of guys will sit here and basically like, oh, well, where do you want to go? What do you want to do? You know, what time are you free? No, guys, all you ask is, when are you free? She'll give you the time and day, and then you set it up from there. You know what I'm saying? You figure out her availability, and then bam, just plan it from there. Do not, on a first date, do not let her plan anything and or dictate any of the terms of the first date, guys, okay? I need you guys to become dictators when it comes to that first date. And the reason why I say that, and it sounds like, oh my God, Myron, oh my God, like,
how dare you?
The reason why, guys, is because you need to set a masculine frame from the beginning that you have leadership capabilities, you're confident in your ability to make decisions, and on top of that, you're not going to sit there and let her dictate how the first date is going to go. The way you begin is how you want to, is going to set the tone for the entire interaction with this girl. Okay, so if you come off on some weak stuff like, well, what do you want to do, blah, 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 she's immediately going to think in her head, okay, this guy is not necessarily that assertive. He's not that alpha, and I hate using that term alpha, guys, but what I am saying is that let's just use it for the purposes of this podcast as a placeholder, right,
mm-hmm.
to define a guy that's assertive, dominant, and has leadership qualities, okay? For the purposes of the podcast, when we say alpha, that's what we're talking about, okay? So you need to have these alpha characteristics set from the beginning, so you set the tone and she knows, okay, I'm dealing with this type of guy, which means I need to be submissive. Because if you open it up to interpretation, let her make decisions in the beginning, whatever, she's going to think, okay, this guy is an alpha, so I can kind of impose what I want to do, and you don't want that. And I know what angry womanists in the comments, nope. like, oh my God, this is toxic, ba-da-da. Again, look, guys, women don't even know what they're aroused by. We broke this down yesterday on our podcast. If you guys want, I cited a 2016 study from Northwestern University. But the long story short is women don't necessarily know what they're aroused by, and they don't even know what they like. Hell, they don't even know what they want to eat 99% of the time. Yeah. So you need to make the decision for them, and you need to understand that women are aroused by decisive men that make decisions and tell them what to do. Even the strongest womanist is aroused by these things because attraction is not a choice. Women are hardwired to look for men that are decisive and alpha and dominant, just like you're hardwired to look for girls that have nice boobs, long hair, nice booty, slim waist, etc. So what's your take on that, Fresh?
Yeah, honestly, if you don't lead by example, she's going to lead you. And guess what? To get in no box. So in this case, whenever you're going on a date, you should already know where you're going, how it's going to end. So you should have it planned out A to Z. Because let's be real here. Even on a late night show, girls say all the time, oh, I don't want to date a guy that doesn't know where to go. I don't want to date a guy that doesn't have any plans because then I have to plan it. And let's be honest here. They hardly even know what to eat on a daily basis. So you come into the date knowing what you're going to do, A to Z. And once again, multiple spots. Lead by example. Very important because once again, right, if you're taking a girl on a date and you show her, you know what, I'm a leader, I'm an alpha, so to speak, I can actually go ahead and set up this date here, you have a fun time, she's going to respect you because once again, you know how to do the process. And let's be real here, that's part of game, knowing what to do and how to do it. So just leading by example is important.
And I want to say this too, because for all the people that say, oh, this is toxic, blah, 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 because I got a bunch of hate on TikTok for this, which we will be back on TikTok. Don't worry, guys. We have one right now. It's Fresh Hit Podcast, but we're definitely shadow banned.
Yeah.
But I got a lot of hate when I said, don't let girls dictate anything on a date. And then I got a bunch of idiots in the comments. This is grape. This is bedroom casual assault, if you guys know what I'm saying, keeping it YouTube friendly. And I was like, whoa, 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 whoa. Pick one.
Stupid.
You're either an adult that's capable of making decisions and equal, which is what womanists claim, right? Or you're an idiot that's not capable of making your own decisions. Regardless, you got to pick one. I hate when womanists want to sit here and say, I'm equal to a man. I can do whatever I want, blah, blah, blah. And then in the same breath, try to play the victim card and say, well, this is toxic and this is great. No one forced you to come on a date. No one forced you to follow me when we're going out, whatever. You made a conscious decision to go out with me on a date because you find me attractive. The problem is that they always want to be able to exercise that leverage to be able to say, come back and say, oh, well, this wasn't my intent, blah, blah, blah. No, man, take some goddamn accountability. You know what I'm saying? And I'm telling you guys, as the man, you have the burden of performance of taking the accountability of making the date fun on the first date, because what's going to happen is if she goes out on the first date with you, right, and it's whack, no matter how boring she is, no matter how lame she is, even if she picked a spot, she's going to blame you for it sucking. Because women rarely take accountability for dates sucking. They're just going to say, oh, he was kind of boring or whatever. And you know who loses? You do. Because you're the one that has to invest the time, the resources, whatever it may be on a first date, 9 out of 10 times. So you need to do it correctly and lead from the beginning so that you control all variables so you make sure it doesn't suck. Because if you let the girl pick the date, it's going to be trash. I promise you guys it's going to be trash. 100%.
Also, you brought up a very good point. A lot of girls, right, will go on a date with you for alternative reasons because, once again, either they want a free foodie date, they want to just take your money and time. So you planning the date and knowing where to go because you're paying for the date, obviously, is going to be a major plus because, once again, you're not going to get finesse, you're not going to get tricked because you're planning the date. So very important.
Yeah, and when we say this lead thing, guys, I already know I'm going to get some hate in the comments for saying this. You pay on the first date, guys.
Yeah.
And it's not that you pay on the first date for the girl. No, you're paying to lead the interaction and to assert dominance and also show that you're not a bum. Because this 50-50 BS, you guys have seen it on this podcast. Girls will sit there and say, oh yeah, I want to go 50-50, blah, blah, blah. But you know what happens when you go 50-50? She starts to think she's your equal. And then she starts to think she can dictate terms or whatever. And I'm here to tell you guys the uncomfortable truth. Women never want to be your equal. They want to feel like they're with a superior man. This is why all the data backs up what I say. They want a guy that makes about 25% more money than they do. They want a guy that's at least 6 feet tall or taller than they are, so that when they wear heels, they're still dwarfed. They want a guy who's more muscular than them. They want a guy that's smarter than them. They look for superior beings when they date. So you need to adhere and become that superior guy, all right? These womenists aren't going to tell you that because by them exposing the fact that they want a superior individual, it inherently goes against their narrative, which is, I'm equal. No, you're not.
Stupid.
You want a guy who's better than you. That's what women want. And even the staunchest... Here's an example. Perfect. You know what? Let's go down memory lane. If you guys remember this summer, Tommy Lahren, you know, Fox reporter, right? Conservative Fox reporter. Blondie, very attractive, whatever it may be, right?
I remember her.
She's considered fairly womanist, right? She literally complained for like 30 minutes about men are trash. And one of the biggest things that she complained about was men don't plan dates anymore.
Bam.
Men don't make a plan. Men don't set up anything. So you have a woman here that, you know, I would say she's fairly conservative. She's not like full left-wing womanist, but she does adhere to some womanist ideals. But there you go. There's an example of a successful woman who's a boss babe that is masculine, that, you know, is assertive, and she still wants a man to take a leadership role. Guys, I'm here to tell you, attraction is not a choice. All these womanists that say, I want an equal partnership or I'll pay half on a date, it's all cap, okay? You need to be the dominant figure every single time, especially on the first date. You need to set the precedence from there, because let me tell you guys, son, you only get one chance to make a first impression, okay? Yep. Next.
Man, that was some good game right there, fellas.
Yeah, man. Are we going to hit the next one? Anything you want to say, Fresh?
Superchats.
Oh, Superchats. Okay, let's hit Superchats real quick, and then we're going to go on to the second one, guys. I hope you guys are enjoying the podcast. Yep. We're bringing that heat today.
Fire.
We got Wayne with the $20 super sticker. Thank you so much, Wayne.
What is that, B?
I don't know what that is.
Kangaroo?
Let me put my glasses on because I'm blind.
A fox with a samurai hat.
Oh, okay. There you go, ninja style.
Okay, Eric Scott, $5. Keep up the great work, guys. Thanks to you guys, my life has done a complete 360.
Awesome, brother.
Absolutely.
Keep
Thank
going,
you
dude.
So much for
Keep
that.
Going, man.
Our former president, Don in the house. Myron Fresh, Epoxin, Trey, thanks for tolerating my ruthlessness. As always, keep up the good work. Love y'all. Hey, man, it's hilarious when you guys be cooking these broads on the street.
It is,
we don't
man.
Care. Xavier, $10. Boys, that ninja watcher bit is effing hilarious. I don't get how your guests don't diet it. Love from Montreal.
Yo, real talk?
We had to start preparing them for it, bro.
They'd be like, wait, I'm about to get kidnapped? What's going on here? They'd be like, what the fuck?
Shout out to Alba.
Yo, Alba was like, yo, this is so bizarre, bro. I love it.
Because sometimes we don't even tell the guests that we're going to do it. And yeah. They go, they're like, why do they have masks on right now?
Nani?
Not me either, man.
Nandiska?
Mr. Ed, $20. Dang, I've missed a few days and have a lot of catching up to do. Are there others from this audience going to the party? RPM, Donovan, Kevin Samuels, Joker, etc. We can hit them up.
We actually might have some people here at the same time. Yo, whoever's in Miami that time, bro, is coming to the party.
Yeah,
so just
facts.
Know that they're coming to the party.
Peter Lee, $10. Alpha equals no socks, freshest feet. That is true. AG, $5. Oh, last night, Beyonce stayed with Jay-Z, was brought up. Y'all got to quote his lyrics. It was the cheese helped him. Get amnesia quick, song cry. Yeah, man.
Well
Kelly Moore, $10. Shout out to the Kings, Fresh and Myron. We need more Fresh and Myrons out here. Great show yesterday. Facts on the first reason. If a woman is leading, that's a problem, a big one. Absolutely, bro.
Yep.
Women aren't built to lead, bro. They aren't. They could lie and say, oh, I am. I'm a strong, independent woman, bro. Like, seriously?
The lie detector determined that was a lie.
It's always cap. Okay.
Ask the Taylor.
$5 pay my taxes. Thank you so much to Uncle Myron and Uncle Fresh, I guess. Uncle Sam. Peter B, $5. I'm on pay. I'm pay on the first date if I want to see the chick again. Yeah, facts.
Yeah, you should.
Abid Rahman, love from the UK. Vegeta soundtrack, Wallace, Frank Castle, and the Bimbo was epic. Absolutely. Thank you so much. Brandon Fisher, $25. Hey, guys, sending love and appreciation. I want to shout out the Uber Boyo channel. He goes over the deep psychology of RP theory. His series on Jung is better and stronger frame shift than acid. Okay.
Oh, we don't say acid, so I wouldn't know how that feels.
Okay, James Dean, $20. The overcorrection has finally hit the wall. Thank y'all for helping me be the voice men need on a broad scale. Platforms for helping be the voice, okay? Platforms blowing up at an exceptional exponential level. Kev Samuels, Fresh and Fit, Don DeMarco, Bop,
Millie by Years, and...
Okay, thank you so much. I'm going to put these glasses on because I'm blind. Fresh,
we got
can you get
Liam,
that next one?
$5, Australian, Down Under, says 17,000 subs in a few days. Wow. Yo, real talk. We're at 117,000... subscribers, bro.
Right now?
Right now.
Yeah,
we went up like 2,000 like for this morning, bro.
Oh.
Holy smokes.
Yo, I thought we were at 115.
Nah, 117, bro.
Guys, thank you so much, bro, because you guys don't even understand, bro, the amount of love that we get from you guys. And, you know, yeah.
Guys, by the way, help us get to 120K because it's almost here. And thanks, guys, for real, because we wouldn't be here without you guys, so honestly.
Yeah, thanks. Man. We respect you guys and respect the platform. That's why we put that money right back in.
The infamous El Guapo, $20, says... Question, instead of going for the first date lay, thoughts on limiting the first date to a quick 20-30 minute drink and invite her to your place a few days later if you click? Too much ASD on the first date in my experience. ASD, what does that mean?
anxiety, maybe.
So here's the problem with that, right, bro? If you wait to hit her up to come back to your crib, guess what? There's a Myron, there's a Fresh, a bunch of other dudes that'll hit her up that even the next day or even that same night and smash. Facts. So if you don't do it, bro, someone's gonna do it. So I get it. You wanna wait and like marinate? Nah, nigga. Into this marketplace, bro, it's who gets there first and bam.
Yeah, I mean, I've heard of that strategy where you do a quick date, show you know that you're scarce and you know you can do that, bro. But like, why do that when you could? I always say go for the clothes on the first one, you know. And if you don't do it, it's fine. Like you could go ahead and take on another one, whatever it may be. But you want to at least try, bro. You want to try.
And here's the problem: no matter how much you like shoot, if you do that technique, guess what happens? If another guy comes along that's better than you, bro, let's keep it a stat, bro. He might pay for more than you. He might do more than you, and you miss better looking? Why is she going to come out to you?
Yeah, man.
Because if you put up that sexual attention, she'll sexualize somebody else.
You're better off going for the kill, getting rejected, and then maybe the next date when she comes back, okay, go for it again. But to wait a couple days or weeks, nah, bro, that's too long. Man. Wait, who said 2 weeks again? 3 weeks?
No comment. Days. No,
comment.
Days.
No comment.
Alex Grigor, $5. Can't believe the subs going up so fast. Already TF, great work, guys. Mixmaster Mecco supporting the channel. Keep up the good work. Thank you so much. Jay Weezy, $10. Thanks for always keeping it real. It's refreshing to see men keep it 100 even when females are present and you call them out when they cap.
Boom.
Ain't nobody else doing that.
Nah, nobody else.
Ain't nobody else doing that in the sphere, bro.
We lose a lot of... Dude. We lose so much girls doing this, bro. Like, you don't understand, bro. Like,
a lot.
I legit am dumbfounded of how much y'all niggas complain sometimes. We're like, yo, bro, we're losing.
Wait, Fresh.
The box for us.
You lost about how many girls? You lost about like
thousands.
The first.
Myron lost hundreds. And you know the worst part? Girls that would come on the show, right, will be like, yo, Myron's looking sexy or whatever. Or he's tall and fit. So they're insane, right? The moment Myron talks to them and shows them what's up, he's like, God damn, I hate this nigga.
Bro, it's true, man. It's true, bro. Because, like, we you guys got to understand that when we bring these girls on the show,
yeah,
like, for us to keep it authentic, we don't, like, purposely aren't trying to, like, smash them right there and then. Maybe after the show.
No.
But before, we keep it very professional.
You know what's funny, though? Like, sometimes after the show, they like what we got to say, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. But a lot of the time, they don't, though.
A lot of the time, they don't. Nah,
it'd be tough
out here.
Eric Scott, is it possible to reconstruct the relationship after 3 years of being a beta? Hell no, bro.
Nah,
you would have to... Nah, it ain't worth it, man. Like, remember this, guys, because I hear this shit all the time. I'll give you guys some game right now, all right? If you break a glass, right? Like, let's say you had a glass of water, right? And then you put the water in. It's, you know, delicious water, nice and soothing, right? And you're refreshed. If you break that glass... Right, and then you glue it back together and you put it together. Like, it might still be able to hold the water, but it's always gonna leak. You understand? You're better off just buying another cup.
Damn.
Versus like just trying to rebuild that glass, and then the water may stay or whatever, but it's always gonna leak, bro. So you're better off just buying another cup and going and using that newfound status that you've built and getting a new goddamn cup that's more expensive and better and can hold more water.
Very good analogy.
Eric Scott, $10. After I found your show, I've been following the steps to pull back, and there's a lot of pullback that I don't care. The disrespect is real, and the threat to leave is constant. Is it cap? She don't respect you, bro.
Nope.
That's straight up what it is. She does not respect you. And another reason, I just want to say this real quick. We're the #1 dating podcast because I don't know anybody that gives real-time advice like we do on fucking live air, right? And gives you guys actionable advice, and we're in the game. Two young dudes in Miami doing it with these IG thoughts.
Different girls every day,
different
bro.
Types of girls, too.
Yo, like, real talk, I don't know anybody in this sphere. Just keeping that buck. It's on our level, bro.
We're the best. DJ Khaled, I called it back in October and people thought I was crazy, but we're the best, bro. And we're going to keep giving you guys the best because we respect our audience. We're going to give you guys the best quality. And on these shows, we can answer questions a little bit more in the super chats.
Yeah.
But let's go on to the next topic real quick.
Actually,
run this thing too
long. You brought up a good point. We should do one show that's a call-in show. Just to show some support to this.
We will do that for you guys. We will do that for you guys.
We got 2K watching above.
Okay, so
20 and up.
20 and up.
Okay, all right, Chris. Okay. Chris, make that call. Okay, guys. So your super chats will still be displayed, guys, as always. But if you want to ask a question or something like that, so that we stop the show for that, 20 and up, guys, because we got 4 other points that we're going to go into. So let's go on to the second point that you guys need to have.
#2. Round
2. Fight. And this is a countdown, guys, of the 5 things you need to have in place to make sure you close these first dates, okay? And #4 is escalating tension.
You know, the X tension.
You know what I'm saying? You
got S to it.
Basically.
You hear what I'm saying?
Fresh, you want to kick this one off?
Yeah, man. So here's the problem, right? I see all the time. especially when it comes to some of our clients, is they'll go on dates, right? With a chick that they're feeling, and they're scared to make a move because they don't want to offend her. They don't want to, you know, push it too far. And then she says, oh, forget this. Here's the problem, right? When you hold back your true intentions as a man and you're not going for what you want, she feels the energy, that vibe. And like, once that's done, she kind of loses respect for you. So a girl would rather you go for it, right? And her say no, and you stop. She said, okay, he doesn't just want to be a friend. Versus you say, you know what? Yeah, I like this girl a lot. I'm not going to touch her because I don't want to offend her. You know, hashtag me too. Da, da, da. And what happens is, she's like, oh, you know what? This guy, I think I'm putting him in the friend zone because he's not really that much into me. And if you had just made the move, bro, like, for example, right? I went on a date. This nice-ass Venezuelan chick, right? Went out, had some drinks, great time. And I went for the kiss. And she told me, oh, I don't kiss on the first date. I was like, well, I had to go for it because I'm into you. Now, mind you, we went home, went our separate ways, and that was it. Next date, we go again for drinks. Once again, I go for the kiss. I get the kiss. And then at the night, I get the smash. But if I had not made that move at the very beginning, yeah. Bro, so just go for it because you never know. And once again, not every girl is going to say yes on the first date, but second or third date, you know what I'm saying? Go for it again and see what happens. Because remember, if she comes back a second time for a second date, she probably wants you to escalate even further than that. So just go for it.
So as you guys can see during the show, the reason why we're numbering it like this is you guys are going to start to see that each point builds upon itself. So we tell you in the beginning, right? Quick little recap. Number five, you need to lead the interaction. Number four, you need to escalate. Why are we saying you need to do these things? Well, you need to set the frame, okay, guys? You need to set the frame that you are the assertive, dominant, decisive man that knows what he wants. And when you dictate the date, don't let her make a decision on where you guys are going to go or anything like that. This is what it is. I planned it out. You know what I'm saying? She's going to be turned on by that. And then what you're doing when you escalate, when you actually meet her in person, is you're being what? Congruent, guys. Which a lot of people seem to be allergic to this term. You need to walk it like you fucking talk it. Okay, guys? Migos, when you guys see me here on the air, right? With these girls and they act crazy, and I kick them out, that, I don't got to think about it or like, how do I feel about this? Do I need to do an acting? Like, no, man. Like, I just kick them out. Now, before, I ain't going to cap. Mm-hmm. I used to kick them out before we even did the show. Like, yeah. I would get, they'd say something stupid. I'd be like, yo, just get the fuck out. I didn't care. But then I was like, you know what? From a business perspective, it's probably better if we do this on camera.
On live.
So, like, I'll wait a little bit. You know what I'm saying? I'm like using a little bit more common sense now. But that's me, guys. I've always been that way. I have a very low patience and tolerance for female BS, bro, because I know that 99% of the time, women are never checked for their bad behavior. So I'm like, okay, well, you know what? I'm going to have to be the Frank Castle here and teach this girl that there's consequences to bad decisions that you make in life, aka disrespecting a man. You know what I'm saying?
Because before it was bad, man. I was like, yo, Myron.
Yo.
Me and Myron used to go ham.
Yo, on that fresh stand still. Ain't no chick surviving past the door, bro.
Yeah, I know.
This nigga don't play. I'm like, goddamn. Let him breathe, though.
Yeah, it's just like, I don't know. Maybe it's the way I was brought up, bro. Like, I never, like, saw my mom or, like, my aunts or anything like that disrespect men, bro. Like, it's like, this is a very Western and foreign concept to me where, like, women are back-talking or even raising their hand. Like, that's crazy to me, dude.
Yeah.
So, like, when I see these bimbos doing this stuff, and it's like, I'm not even, like, dating you or nothing like that. Like, bro, I have even less patience. You know what I'm saying? Not that it would matter if you're dating them or whatever. But it's like, nah. Like, you get them out. So, the point is, I'm trying to say is that you need to be congruent. If you're an asshole, be an asshole 24/7. Who cares? Own it. You know what I'm saying? It is what it is. People could talk smack, whatever. I get death threats every day from angry womanists, guys. It is what it is. I accept it. This is who I am. Whatever. Just like that annoying chick before. Oh, well, this is how I am. All right. Well, you could be yourself outside, bitch. Get out of here. So that's just what it is, man. So you need to be congruent. Okay, guys? Being congruent, even if you're a square, is better than being cool for one or two dates and then she finds out later on that you're a square. Because let me tell you guys something. Women have a serious problem with guys that aren't congruent. You know what happens? You get me also.
Hashtag me.
Yep. Me also. Ooh. She finds out that you say you're a lawyer, you make a certain amount of money, you got a cool apartment, whatever, and then she finds out that you a broke nigga, but she gonna be like, because women never like to see that their hypergamous filter was circumvented. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. They don't like to feel like they made a bad decision with their hypergamous choices. So if they feel like they got duped, they're going to come for your neck, bro. So I tell you guys this. Don't lie. Be who you are. If you are a square, it is what it is. Maybe sharpen up your game a bit so that you can work around that thing. Because like me and Fresh, as you guys know, we're former nerds. We used to play video games for money. But we're able to put it in a way where it's not going to, how do I say this, ostracize us from the opposite gender. You can still make it cool to some degree. You know what I'm saying? But be congruent. So on date, guys, when you set up the date, that's an assertive tone. Then when you meet her and you touch her, whatever, you hold her hand, you lead her, whatever, that's being congruent to the frame that you set prior, and it builds upon itself.
And also, there's five senses, right, everyone has. It's touch, smell, sight. Sight. What's the other two, Chris?
Stupid.
smell, sight. Anyhow, the point is that use these to your advantage, right? So once again, we talk about cologne all the time. So cologne for a man is very important. If you smell good, bro, and you go on a date, what's she going to say for the most part? Well, you smell nice. Off rip, you're in the door. Now, what can she see? How you dress, her sight. If you're dressed well, you look the part, boom. That right there is going to say, damn, he's dressed well. I like that. Once again, then you have taste or like touch, right? So when you're on a date, go for the touch. You know what I'm saying? Hold her like bottom of her her back. You know what I'm saying?
Smaller back.
Maybe spin her around. You know, go for the kiss. Maybe put your hand on her ass to like see her reaction. The point is, when you use touch, it's very good because once again, you can gauge her interest level. So guys, use your senses on a date. Touch, smell.
There you go, hearing and taste.
Hearing and taste. Well, regarding taste, that's like after you get it to your crib, if you want to. But the point is, use these to escalate sexually. But at the same time, think about this, right? If you're on a date and you do not do this step right here, what's the point of it? Because once again, you're just a friend at that point. And if you're a friend at that point, you're not going to get laid.
Thank you. That's right? Very true, bro. That's very true. Okay, let's hit these super chats real quick, and then we're going to get into the third thing that you guys need to have.
There you go. $10 on up, it's fine.
Ten? Okay, all right. So Adrian Tapa, Tapia, $10, $200K this year. Thank you so much.
Thank you, brother.
That's our goal. Simmer Singh, that Frank Castle Vegeta music had me so pumped in Costa Rica, I went and got a Vegeta tattoo, Myron. Thanks for the motivation to get in shape.
Oh, really?
Lost 4 pounds already and been hitting the gym every day. That's what's up, Simmer Singh. Dude. That's what's up, baby.
That's the guy that, remember we did a review on his Instagram page, and he was a bit,
So yeah.
That tough love turned into good action.
Men can take constructive criticism, bro. Women can't. Because women are, they're not used to being held accountable.
Shout out to you, Summer.
Schoolcraft, E313. Shout out to guys. You boys stay grinding. Much love from the 313. Salute from Schoolcraft. Thank you so much.
We work hard, bro.
We got LDRDNA, $10. One thing you didn't mention on why it's worse than when women cheat is because the risks for women are a lot higher. Emotion attachment, women are more likely to catch STDs, vice versa.
We can't say that, bro, but cool.
Yeah. I mean, if you catch our shows, we typically refer to one of those things at least. Yeah. There's just so many things, we can't bring it up every show. Randall J, $10. I grew up in a church and was raised by a single mom. I have lost out on many girls because of the built-in beta BS. Thanks to Sterling, Rich, Rolo, and y'all, I'm making progress Cancun in July. Thank you so much for that.
Awesome,
by the
bro.
Way, guys, speaking of the church, we got some holy water in the house. Trey, you want to show them the holy water that you got?
Pastor
Trey in the house with the holy water, man.
Pastor Trey.
We are prepared for the next exorcism, as you guys can see right there.
Where's the holy water?
There you go, so, holy water, guys.
Yeah, there's the holy water, guys. That comes through here.
That looks alcohol, bro.
So we're ready, bro. We need to get Chris.
Ready for us.
Trey, we need to get you across too, bro. What's that? You got something, Trey?
Nah, you good. You good.
Yo, you know what we need? A pastor gown. For Trey. Pastor Trey.
Just put it on.
That's hilarious. Okay. Kuda Matata 7. Hold on. Are we good?
No, we have this one here.
Yeah.
Okay. 20 and up.
Yeah. Okay. Flying Thunder God version 2.0. Go ahead.
USD $20. Most women don't understand that men who are ages 20 plus might not get sex until their 30s because of the ridiculous standards. Can you start asking women if they could last 15 years plus without male interaction? #candystore.
That's a good question. We could ask that.
That's a good one.
They're going to cap and say, of course I can. But,
Rafferty Berkey, $20. Thank you, brother.
Super sticker. Thank you.
We got Monarchs 1. CK here. Okay.
Yeah.
10 Canadian. Thank you, brother. Congrats on your success. Guys, Fresh, I know people might make light fun of your stutter, but you're getting better every day. Proud of you, man. Myron, as usual, killing these broads. Dreams with the truth. Thanks, brother.
That's hilarious. You stuttered as you read that super chat. Okay. No. Monarchist one.
Whatever.
Have you noticed how your female panelists belittle fast food female workers as lower class people? Are female restaurant workers worse or better than when one job is genuine and there is selling pee pics? You could call them out. You should call them out. Yeah, I guess we can. Simmer Singh, 20 hours. Myron, you said I was fat as F, and I thank you because I've been working out every day and eating clean since, losing weight already. Fresh, thanks for the Insta game. I've been having a few warm leads. You guys teach real skill.
Awesome, brother.
And then we got a special guest in the house.
Oh. Hey, Rolo Tomasi. You have a star. Shout out to Rolo. Rolo, guys. Real talk, man. We teach you guys how to become better men. If you want to get girls with it, awesome. We teach you guys how to do that. But we're not out here, you know, on some like weird PUA thing. Like, oh yeah, just say this phrase. Blah, blah, blah. That's all a bunch of fucking.
The lie detector determined that was a lie.
Like, yo, you just become better. And we tell you guys, you become better not for the girls. You become better for yourself so you don't tolerate the BS that inevitably comes with dealing with girls, guys.
Yep.
When I have this like 21-year-old bimbo next to me, right, being loud and obnoxious, I didn't think twice to kick her out. Why? I'm going to be honest with you guys. I looked at it like my competence led to accomplishments, which leads to confidence. And when you have all those three working together in tandem, what happens? Something magical happens. You start to get this little bug called not giving a fuck anymore. And what happens is if you apply that into how you live your life, beauty isn't going to change you. You're going to be like, yo, listen, you're being wild, disrespectful. Get out. And you don't even care. You know what I'm saying? It is what it is. And women respect men that put them in their place because most guys can't do it. Most guys see a pretty face. Oh, I don't know what to do. Oh, my God. I can't say anything. And then in the back of her mind, she's like,
gotcha, bitch.
Gotcha, bitch.
And then you know that you can't do shit. So you got to be able to look her dead in the eye and be like, yo, get the fuck out. And let me tell you guys something. Women are aroused by men that put them in their place and that they respect. It doesn't work the same way we do, guys. We can bang a chick that we hate. You know what I'm saying? They don't operate that way. They need to respect you first. So anyway, it is what it is, guys.
Yep.
Become successful for you so you don't tolerate the BS from these girls in today's current marketplace where so many women don't respect men. Right, you know what I'm saying?
Super test real quick.
Mr. King, 20 hours, got to get the pastor a super soaker so he can hit the Jezebels with the holy water church. Chief C, 24 hours. The people want to see Frank Castle kick out Myron. Wait, what?
That's funny. Okay.
I read Fatherhood $20. I was wondering if you guys were ever going to bring in a conservative group of girls. My friend.
Honestly, man.
I mean, they all belong to the streets.
That whole mindset that you even have is.
I was thinking, right? Yeah, let's bring some church girls. Yo, they're the worst.
They're the worst.
Trey would know. Pastor Trey would know.
Pastor Trey definitely knows. Okay. Marion Smith, $10. Appreciate the content, fellas. New subscriber from New York City. Thank you. Appreciate that. All right, we're good. Okay, cool. So we're going to go into the third thing right now, guys. When we're halftime right now in the show. Number three. This is a good one, too.
Round three.
So a lot of you guys sometimes in the super chat do this stupid shit. Do not lead with the wallet. Don't lead with the wallet. Fresh, you got this one first?
Yeah, man. So back in the day, right? You know your boy was a kingpin simp. You feel me? And I was simping harder than... a bag of rocks. That was a bad joke. Anyhow, the point is that I would go out, right? And I worked a really strenuous job, two jobs at least, Chick-fil-A and AT&T. And what I would do is, I would spend all my money going on dates after a while. And what happened is that me leading with the wallets, right? And I would make it a point to say, you know what? Damn, I'm paying a bill. I would try to like show out a little bit, you know what I'm saying, too much? And then we turn her off. So what happens is, if you leave with your wallet, two things happen. Either one, She sees you for like a mark, or two, she's turned off because once again, genuine burning desire can't be bought. So I'll say this. If you're going to leave with your wallet, just know you may not get that true, interest from a chick because she's seeing you for one thing only. But if you just put that wallet to the side and say, you know what? I'm paying for the date because once again, I want to control the frame, not to show off to her. It's a whole different dynamic. So for example, something you could do is, a simple flex is, when you have your credit card, right? You're paying a bill, you put the credit card down, and it's a subtle flex because like an Amex card or like a black card. I mean, that's a little bit too extreme, but the point is...
Amex Platinum works.
Yeah, a good credit card you can show that you're paying for. So, oh, damn, this guy has some type of like bread. Without picking up like maybe $1,000 out of your pocket and be like, yo, I'm paying the bill. The point is, you don't want to leave your wallet because if you do that, you're going to create a type of like dynamic where she's going to see you for not only... monetary gain, but it could be to like kind of like use you to your detriment. So the point is, guys, if you can lead, maybe on a first date you can go to like a simple spot. It doesn't have to be like luxurious, like you know, Roof Chris or like a SDK steakhouse. Keep it simple to the point. A taco spot, you know, maybe out for some drinks. Very simple. So that way, when you go on a date, she can see you for a one-on-one interaction, kind of see who you are, without judging you off of what you're paying for or what you're buying. Okay, so very important. And
you know what? We have 3K watching right now, Fresh.
Yeah, 3K watching. Yo, guys.
You know what time is it, Fresh?
We got a special guest here, guys.
Special guest in the house.
Oh shit!
Get over here!
I like the goddamn video, motherfuckers. I see a bunch of you guys in here right now. 3,000 of you guys. None of you guys are liking the video. This shit is getting me mad. You ninja watchers. I was looking at YouTube the other day. 54% of you guys are watching the videos and not subscribe and not liking the content. You need to like the content right now, or else. This is where I start threatening them, right, Chris?
Yes.
Okay. Turn it to Fresh. Yo, real talk. Like the video. Sub to the channel. If not,
you got nunchucks.
We will hit you niggas up. You think we're cutting around, niggas? You think we're cutting around? I will fucking kill you guys. Goddamn. Like the video right now.
Oh, shit. Oh, don't get injured, man. Come on, man.
Yeah, we just got these today.
Like the video. Sub to the channel. If not, you're gonna nunchuck your girl.
I'm gonna fuck you niggas up. I just figured out how to use this thing just now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. All right. We out.
Don't fuck. Oh, shit.
Goddamn. He hit himself. Yo, like the video. This is the channel. Let's get out of here.
Yeah. Okay. Like the goddamn video, niggas.
Oh, my. Yo, guys, like the video. We have, 1.7K likes? 2K likes, guys. Let's get it, because these guys are hurting themselves on air for you guys' entertainment, okay?
Yeah, I think Walt has
I think Mar has a psych concussion right now.
Yeah, bro. Damn, bro. Yeah, I think Walt gonna have to fall like what workman's comp or something, man.
Oh, man, he hit his head.
Oh, man. All right, guys.
He spun it too fast. He's like,
Mar is tight right now.
Yo, man, like the video, because my head actually really hurts right now. I'm dead serious, bro. This bald spot, it doesn't protect much.
Yeah, you have no cushion, man.
Yo,
man.
He was like,
I got a little too hype. We just got them things in today. So I was like, oh, yeah, it's lit now. They better start liking this video.
Hey,
man. You know what I'm saying?
And those aren't plastic, though. They're metal, right?
I had an unfair advantage, right? Where, like, I did taijutsu. Taekwondo?
Yo, we're not touching.
According to Rollo. You can block a bullet with a nunchuck.
So where were we at again?
So number three, don't leave with your wallet.
Oh, yeah. Guys, simply put, man, listen, man. Women thirst trap with their bodies, men thirst trap with their lifestyle. Just the same way women dangle the carrot of their bedroom fun, potentially, you got to potentially dangle the carrot of your success. You know what I'm saying? But you don't actually give it to them ever. Just like they want to leverage booty, you're going to leverage your success. So what we say is all the time, always your first date's got to be small investment, guys. Like, don't spend more than, like, depending on the city that you're in, more than like $50 to $100. Like, $100 in Miami is nothing, New York City, whatever. But if you're like, you know, in Dubuque, Iowa, you know, you can spend like $50 and get like a bunch of drinks. So
don't spend $1,000 on a piece of steak for a first date. Bro, if you do that, bro, you lost us there, bro.
Bro, that like, seriously, stupid. Like, don't do that, guys. So make the first date low investment, but show that it isn't a big deal to you, right? So, like, you know, when the bill comes, don't sit there and like overanalyze, like, oh my God, let me see here, carry the one over here. You niggas pull out their glasses, like, hold on one sec, let me figure this out.
Wait, did I order this much things? Wait, hold on.
Let's see here, carry the one. Like, nah, bro, what the hell? Like, just put the card down, you know, let it happen, and then done. You know what I'm saying? And then that's going to show a lot about you, because a lot of the time, I'll tell you guys this, there's 2 points in a date where a girl has the highest anxiety. I'm going to tell you guys right now, it's these 2 moments right here. When she first meets you, right? Like, you want to make sure that you are who you say you are. She ain't getting catfish and you ain't weird. And then the second is when the check comes for wherever you guys go. Because I keep it a stack with you guys. Most girls, when they go out on dates, as much as they want to say they're womenist, most of the time they don't intend to pay. You know what I'm saying? They just don't. So when you're able to alleviate that stress, you just put the card down and not care, it's going to put them at an ease. And then they're going to be way more likely to go to the second venue without asking questions. Because they're going to be like, okay, this guy, and again, remember how we talked about congruency and building up the ladder? You're setting the date. You're telling him where to meet you. You pay for it. You cover that. Bam. Done. So what you've done now, if you've shown that you walk it like you talk it, and when you tell her, hey, we're going to go to this spot, she's going to finish her drink and follow you. She ain't going to have a problem. Women only follow and submit to men that they feel are better than them. So when you do these things, things. You need to convey that you are better and you are the dominant individual in the interaction. That's how it is, man. Just like our boy Abel was talking about yesterday. When you dance tango, there has to be a leader. Yep. It doesn't work when you're all like, you know, all this other, you're both trying to lead and you both step on each other's feet and stuff like that. Don't work.
Also, a very important point, right? I saw in the chat, someone said, like his $40 rule. Okay. So I actually disagree with that rule.
That was because, back in 2007, yeah, my
guys,
friend. Come on,
in the
inflation.
Current marketplace, at least 100. And if you're worried about 100 bucks, bro, you shouldn't be going on dates right now. You shouldn't be. You should be working on yourself, getting your money up. Because guys, real talk, if you spend only 40 bucks, right here, here's what's going to happen. You buy two drinks, that's your 40 bucks right there.
Oh, even if it'll, and that's like you and her.
Oh, hold on. I'm getting to it.
Okay.
So two people, right? 40 bucks. Hey, can I get another drink? You're like, wait, I only have 40 bucks. Wait. She's like, wow, this guy's broke.
Stupid.
You just lost it.
Yeah.
So guys, minimum between 50 to 100, minimum is 50. And I want to say in today's society, at least 100.
Yeah.
And just being real with you, if you're worried about 100 bucks,
if you're
bro,
in a major city, especially,
do not go on a date. Because once again, you have to carry out like a man. And if you're going to lead the interaction, you got to pay for the date, bro. You have to.
Yeah. And yeah, man, $40, guys. That remember, guys, Tom Likas was making this stuff back in the early 2000s, guys.
Yeah.
This is like, you know, somewhere between 2002 to 2008. Bruh, $40 doesn't have the same buying power it did 12 plus years ago.
And also, yo,
the hell?
Y'all
13
years ago. Y'all want to date baddies? Bro.
Oh, yeah.
Ain't nobody going to fuck you for 40 bucks, bro. I'm keeping it stacked. Like,
yeah.
Yo, real talk. I know niggas that get pussy and niggas that don't. Because niggas that, oh, I'm cheap. Bro, real talk.
You ain't getting no baddies.
You're getting a 4-3 at best.
And think about it. Like, yo, let's just use common sense. In the RP, we always talk about logical reasoning, whatever. If a chick is bad, right? Like a 9 or a 10, and she's dealing with rappers and celebrities and all this other stuff, getting invited to boat parties, whatever. Because that is what you're going to have to contend with when you deal with a very attractive girls. We did a whole episode on the dark side of dealing with attractive women,
mm-hmm.
right? You think she's going to go there and be like, okay, you know what? I'm going to go out and meet this guy, whatever. You know, and you only drop like 40 bucks. I'm not saying, you know, oh, you need to spend money. That's how you're going to impress her. No, I'm not saying that. But what I am saying is that you need to like not go in with that mindset.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? You need to go in with the mindset like, I can do whatever I need to do. You
exactly.
know what I'm saying? But you ain't going to simp or trick or none of that.
Nah.
Don't do that.
Nah.
But you're going to show her a good time. If it costs you $45, what are you going to do? Oh, I only have 40. Blah, blah, blah. Like, nah, bro, you don't want that. You know what I'm saying? So, and $40 in 2021 in Miami?
Miami?
Nigga, it's crazy, bro. Like nah. Like
or ladies' night.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, or you could do it. Take her to a ladies'
That's
night
smart.
If you guys want to be smart about it. That's what me and Fresh do sometimes.
Yeah. So, and then one more thing as well.
Go ahead.
So regarding spending money on dates, right? So here's the thing. There's a phrase that goes this way. Girls just want to have fun. If you can enable the fun, and that means not overspending, but a certain amount, you're good. If you limit the fun, then you kind of lost her because at that point she's like, oh, this guy can't even pay for a couple drinks? Damn. I might go to John down the street that actually can pay. So the point is that you have to leverage, once again, the fact that she wants to have fun. But at the same time, be RP aware, have game, not to blow the bank for one interaction, if that makes sense. So
cool. All right, we're going to go to the next one real quick. Well, let's hit these super chats real fast.
Cool.
We got, where are we at, Chris?
Sure, right?
Okay, we got our boy Jabrizi Magic in the house.
Oh, shout out to Jabrizi.
Go subscribe to his YouTube channel, guys, please. A lot of these girls aren't worth too much time and effort. America truly overspoils the girls here. Yo, Jabrizi speaking them facts,
yeah,
man.
Facts.
Holy shit, Jabrizi. Come on, man. Taking away our show. Okay. Now, shout out to Jabrizi, guys. Go subscribe to his YouTube channel. Follow him on Instagram, Jabrizi Magic, okay? Well, no, it's Jabrizi, one word.
Yeah.
Curtis Smith, 10 hours. Appreciate the content, fellas. New subscriber from NYC. Read that one. Okay,
Chris.
Joey Crack,
Chris.
15 hours. Salute to the Fresh and Fit fam and the whole chat.
20 and up, Chris.
Yeah.
20
up.
Mr. King?
Yep.
There you go.
Okay. King Grant 15.
Yeah.
We read that right. Yeah. King Grant 15. Hi. If I'm already alpha and have money and the right mindset, but can't show myself surrounded by good looking women as much online like Snapchat, Instagram, etc., will women still see me as high value guy the other women want? Yeah, you still can, bro, because it's your personality. You know what I'm saying? When you meet her. Don't worry about it. $25.
If you don't smash in the first date, do you set up second date or wait for it to get a hold of you? Didn't smash on the first date. Some kissing went on our own way. Haven't heard anything from her. I decided I wasn't going to reach out. So basically, you're asking the question, if you go on the first date, you don't smash, should you do a second date? That depends on you, my brother, because some guys have high tolerance. Some guys have low tolerance. For me, personally, I'll go on one or two dates to see what happens from there. Mine was like, you know what?
one date. So it depends on you. But once again, make sure the first date you push it to a limit. Okay, maybe I went for the kiss, maybe I fingered, but I couldn't smash. Okay, cool. Second date, I'm gonna go for it again. But after that, if nothing happens, then you can kind of cut your losses there.
Yeah, it depends on you, bro. Like, I've done it before where I've taken a girl on a second date, but that's very rare, bro. Very rare. Like, there had to have been something going on, or she must have been really cool for me to do that. You know what I'm saying? Really pleasant. Then that's one thing, you know? Because like, some girls just have a rule. They just aren't going to do it.
Yeah, yeah. Some girls, like, they've just been brainwashed by Steve Harvey.
Which we're going to talk about him on Friday, by the way, guys.
Yeah, so it is what it is, man.
Calvin Baldwin, $20. A bunch of laughing emojis. Trey, $20. I don't know if this is our Trey, but another Trey. My town has a bad male to female ratio nightlife scene, but a town 15 minutes, 14 miles away is slightly better. Is that too far for logistics? You need to move, my friend.
Yeah.
King Eric, $20. I've been going to the gym every day, focusing on my plumbing business and killed my beta. You, Kevin Rolla, has completely changed my life. I took the RP and you gave me the strength to not care about the pullback. Thank you. Absolutely.
Bam, you got this, brother.
That's how you do it, bro.
Mm-hmm.
King Grant, $25. As a guy who has money now, how much or how much action should I portray online without looking like a cocky ham? Honestly, on our Instagram course, bro.
Yeah. Get on
DMs on demand. It's closed right now, but you can maybe send us a DM.
I feel like a lot of guys are scared to like put their lifestyle out there. Guys, once again, we'll say it once again for the show. Girls thirst trap with their bodies.
Facts.
Guys thirst trap with their lifestyle. You're better off attracting than chasing. So Facts. If you got it, bro, you can show it, bro.
Thanks. Duan Richmond with the big $100 super chat.
Hey, shout out to Duan.
First time tuning in on the live. Here's $100 for doing what you guys do. Sucks I won't be in town for the party since I'm getting deployed next month.
Damn.
Best dating podcast, hands down. Thank you so much, Duan. We are the number one podcast, and thank you for your service, bro.
Dude, we're going to have other parties as well, so don't worry about it, man.
Let's go finger Czar 35. I don't know what that is, but thank you. The more she's into you, the less you spend. Absolutely.
Facts.
Mr. Patana, I like to have her pay the tip to measure her selfishness. What are your thoughts? Nah, bro.
Nah.
On the first date, don't let her come out of pocket for anything.
See, here's the problem, right? You can have game all you want, and yes, sometimes you could game a chick without spending much money, but the thing is that, like, it's principle. And if you're going to do this for the love of the game, if you're going to do this because you want to be a fucking man, then, bro, if you're a man or you're on your shit, just pay the tab, bro.
Just pay it, bro. And I get it, what you're trying to do. Oh, I'm trying to measure her interest.
Yeah.
You're going to know that from the way she communicates with you, the way she touches you, her compliance. You can measure her interest through other ways versus having her pay, bro.
Yep.
Because here's the thing. We're teaching you guys to set up the date in a fashion that's going to have you be the most attractive, okay? So if you deviate from that to save a couple dollars, right? Oh, you pay the tip, it's $5. Even though it's nothing, and she might be a lawyer, make $200,000 a year, whatever it may be, it's still going to be unattractive that she had to pull her wallet out. Because now she's starting to be put in a position where she's starting to dictate terms on a date. We don't tell you guys to pay to simp or any of that other stuff. We tell you guys to pay to assert the dominance so that you stay congruent to the persona that you're portraying when you go on a date with the girl.
Also, how many times have you seen on the late night show with the girls? They're like, oh, if I had to pay anything, I would lose interest.
I'm not fucking them.
Like, it's like, yo, legit, if you were trying to smash, bro, and you doing that, like, you could pay this tip shit, it's like, yo, that might turn her off. So you might have lost her right there and then. So yeah. I'm just saying, keeping that buck, if you can, bro, just pay the top, bro.
Yeah, bro. If you're worried about 40, 50 bucks, you have other problems. You need to get out and make more money and become more successful. Guys, I'm going to say this right now. Dating is a luxury.
It is.
Dealing with women is a luxury.
Yep.
It's not a right. It's a privilege that you have to earn. You understand? Unlike women, we don't have the privilege where we're able to just date way out of our league and do all this other stuff and be given an experience. You must earn the ability to date, guys. So if you don't have the money to do it, you know what, bro? I'm going to tell you guys the uncomfortable truth. You know what I'm saying? You need to make more money and stop being a fucking bum.
Yep.
That's what it is. Because I'm telling you, you don't pay the date for her. You pay the date so that you can be congruent to you and be an assertive, dominant male. Okay?
And look, bro, just real quick. You can go to the park. You can go on a little date in the park and be cheap and smash. We're not saying you can't do that. But regarding quantity and volume, good luck with that one.
Yeah, you could be like some other nigga that's telling you to go out and feed the ducks with some bread and shit like that. You know what I'm saying? And be on YouTube for like 10 years with only 17K subs.
Steve the Queen.
Oh shit, shots fired. And 20-year-old voice notes.
Yeah, bro. You guys know who we're talking about, bro. You fucking bum. Okay.
Super chats.
Mr. Ed, $50. Y'all's worried about 40 bucks, need to spend that time to read a book, to pick up a trade or a code camp. come back to dating with a real estate license and some stories of accomplishment.
Man, well said, brother. Well said, man.
You don't pay for the bitch. You pay for yourself.
Facts.
Rolo Tomasi, how do I judge a woman's character? I see how she treats people who can do nothing for her. This test has never failed me. Bang.
That's true, though.
Shout out to Rolo Tomasi with the wisdom. Guys, go get his book, The Rational Male. Great book. And he also came out with book four.
And he should be here.
In June. He'll be here in June, guys. RF Fatherhood, $20. Don't misinterpret what I meant, my brothers. I love y'all's content. I'm not going to raise my daughter to be a cat lady. I see feminism in the church house every time I go.
Bam. Yeah, man,
it is what it is, bro. Sorry. Yeah,
it's tough.
Sorry. It's tough out here. All right. We're caught up. So next.
Actually, you know what? What? We have a sponsor, don't we?
Oh, yeah. We got to do it. Yeah. All right, guys. This awesome video on how to bang chicks was brought to you by T.J. Haley. No, I'm just kidding.
That was so cheesy. Oh, man, I was cheesy.
Oh, man. Okay. Guys, T.J. Haley, for you guys that don't know, great skincare product. I've been using it since 2018, way before they sponsored me. And, yeah, man, I'm just happy to have them on supporting us.
I'm no longer as black as I used to be. I'm now a little bit lighter.
Look at me.
There you go. Look at me now. I'm the captain now. Look at me. No, real talk, guys. Myron put me on to T.J. Haley. And honestly, I used to use Irish Spring, harsh on my skin. I know, horrible. I used to use these weird products that used to come from China. But this stuff right here, bro, legit. I'm not going to lie to you. The face wash, AM and PM, the regular face wash, the soap, it is all good products. And once again, we've had girls come over. They try the products. They're like, yo, this shit's
crazy.
They
use it for it's better than their makeup remover.
Yep.
Like I've had girls over. Right, a chick that I might deal with, whatever, she spends the night and she wants to get the makeup off, she'll use that and she'll be like, wow, that's actually way better than the female products. And the reason why, guys, is uncomfortable truth. Most guys don't use skincare products. So what happens? They're like, you know what? To get sales, we have to put out a superior product so men want to use it, because men aren't as agreeable as women when it comes to buying things. They want to really know they're getting their money's worth. And guys, this right here, I use this level 3. Personally, if you guys want to know, I use the level 3. It comes with the face wash, then use the super serum, right? Anti-aging super serum, right? Then I use the eye cream, which, you know, you guys know my parents are from Sudan, which is in North Africa, for all you guys that get mad when I say, nigga, I am African-American, guys. I don't know what you guys, are you, seriously,
he black.
You know what I'm saying? Like, whatever. So, yeah, the eye cream helps with the dark circles, right? I significantly reduced it. Then,
if anything, you're more African than me, because I'm from the islands.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
And then you got an AM moisturizer, right? So with some SPF in it, so that down here in sunny Florida helps you with, with some sunscreen. Then you got a PM one, which is that you use for night. And then it also comes with a face scrub that you use 2 times per week to exfoliate, get that dead skin. Everybody on the team actually is using it right now.
Yep.
Chris, what's your thoughts on it, Dr. Dre?
Man, it's great, because mine got to me about, 3 weeks ago, and I've noticed my skin's been nice and smooth and clear, too, so... Especially the bags and the eyes.
Real talk. What do girls say all the time on a late night show? Hygiene is very important.
Hygiene. Facts.
Guys, if you smell good, your skin is smooth and clean, and you go on a date, girls know that shit, because most guys don't do that. So if you do it, you're going to stand out way different than most guys.
Yeah, a lot of you niggas stink.
Hold on, fresh, though.
Yeah.
Do you have cream for your feet, fresh?
My feet are in my socks. She ain't gonna see that until after the date, bro. My legs are off. So it don't matter, okay?
And guys, just real quick, and because T.J. Haley is sponsoring today's show, they're offering you a great deal. Just click the first link in the video description or pinned comment, and you'll not only get the best price,
you get a free gift with your first box.
They didn't pay us to say that, did they?
And the box, we mean... the girl box. Okay,
so there you go. Also, I don't have the card here, but it comes with a card. It's literally
step by step process, bro.
It's retard alert. It's proof for that. It's proof against that. So even if you don't know what you're doing, it'll literally, like, they'll tell you, okay, step one, face wash. Step two, serum. Step three, eye cream. Step three, if you want to, you can exfoliate. You know, like, it tells you step by step what to do.
Hold on. What if we did a demonstration on my feet?
No.
On air.
No.
Yes?
No, please don't do it.
No.
Okay. Your spirit. Like the video. Like the video, by the way.
Yeah, guys, so click the link below. Help support us with T.J. Haley. And man, their skin stuff is great. But anyway, transitioning back to the show, right?
Number two.
Oh, we got big.
$10,000. Oh, man. $10,000. Supporting today.
Good looks. You guys and Kevin Samuels are our mentors. You teaching us, guys, things our fathers could never teaching the generation. I don't have the gram to DM you guys, so how can I contact you guys?
Send us an email, freshfitpodcast@gmail.com.
Yep.
We got you, bro.
Yep, we both have access to it. And then on top of that, get an Instagram. What are you doing? It's 2021, bro.
Yeah, bro, you need one.
NVMe, $18, $20. Went on a brunch date last Sunday. Conversation went great with the light touching. Also took care of the bill. Went for the kiss at the end, but she turned away. Does she get a second date?
Okay, so for most guys, brunches are a little bit more advanced because brunch is kind of like a daytime event. You want to set dates more to the evening side.
Facts.
Preferably nighttime, because nighttime is a seduction mood. It's more like a chill, relaxed vibe versus brunch is more like morning, just woke up, I'm fresh, I'm spritzy. And here's what happened, right? I can probably tell you what happened on this date. This date that you went on, first time, she might have low interest, one. And two, during that interaction, like, it's in the daytime, bro. I feel like most guys should not go to brunch dates unless they smash the first time, because you're kind of like in an interview mode at that point, because once again, it's daytime. There's no like touching that you can do that's going to be, you know what I'm saying, in the dark. It's going to be daytime touching, so it's kind of like not as, how to put this, not as direct. So you can't really escalate fully in that sense. Now I'll say this though, with enough advanced game, you can do it, but for the average guy, I recommend you do nighttime dates for the most part.
Yeah, yeah. Daytime dates are a little bit more advanced. And then also, I'm not a fan of feeding girls on a first date.
Yeah.
Like if you're going to do it, it needs to be minuscule, like some tacos or some BS. You know what I'm saying? Or you could feed the ducks on her. I'm just kidding.
Breath, man. Breath, man. Damn.
Oh, my goodness, man.
Cook that boy. Anyway, back to what I was saying. So, yeah. So, let's go to the second thing. The second one, guys, is going to be,
bam,
you need to learn game.
Learn game.
Fresh, you want to talk about this?
All right, man. So, number two, learning game.
Round
so,
two.
Guys, fight. Real talk. It is amazing how much guys don't have game. And I'm keeping a buck. I didn't know it was this bad until I met Myron. Because Myron showed me all the dudes that was like, yo, bro, I'm virgin. I'm like, god damn. But just keeping a stat, though. If you're a guy, right? And even watching our late night show, I keep telling you guys go watch the show because the show's fucking amazing. But they even say it themselves. They say, yo, I don't like when a guy doesn't know what to do. Because what doesn't know what to do? It means game, confidence. It's kind of like, for example, if I meet a chick, right? Off rip, I'm already deferring to game. Just because it's like a habit now. So even when you go on a date, right? Think about this. Knowing what to say and how to say it and then just taking actions with it is congruency. If you don't have that, she's going to feel that energy and that vibe. So what you should do is, of course, learn the theory, right? Then go apply it in real life and learn from mistakes. Look, I know rejection sucks. I know it sucks to her say no, but the worst thing she can do is say no. That by itself should give you enough incentive to, you know what? I'll try it. If she says no, cool. Because if you don't apply what you learn, especially, shout out to Aro Tomasi in the chat as well. Read his book, The Rational Male. That there's theory, learn from us the application, and if you do that long enough, bro, and you go multiple dates back to back, you're gonna learn from example. And I'll say this as well, when you have game, what happens is not only does it apply to dates, but also business, not getting finessed in life, it goes to almost everything you could think about regarding life itself. So I would say, once again, get the theory down packed, right? Once you understand, no, that,
learn how women think,
yeah, learn how they think. And then go ahead and apply it in real life so that when you apply it, it makes sense and you learn from experience, not from just someone here, you know, because it's one thing to hear somebody say it, but when you actually go and do it, dude, it's like light years ahead.
Yeah. And guys, I want to say this because women don't like the term game. What they'll typically say is, oh, the I vibe. Like your energy.
I like the vibe.
Or I like the vibe. And meanwhile, I'm just in the back of my mind like, because let me tell you guys something. Women are always going to cap about what they're actually attracted to and what they're aroused by. They don't want you to know the uncomfortable truths about what really turns them on. So what it is, guys, is you just need to understand female nature and then adapt accordingly and understand that women are looking for certain hardwired traits in men, which is what we taught you guys earlier. Setting up, basically being assertive and dominant, setting up the date, not letting her pick anything.
Paying the date.
Escalating on attention, paying on a date. Asserting this leadership because that's what women look for. You know what I'm saying? Every woman wants to be with a guy that they can defer to as far as their authority, okay? When women are put in an authority position and they're put masculine, they're very uncomfortable being in that position, which is why they feel uncomfortable and they want to leave the guy. Guys, you want to hear something uncomfortable from yesterday? The girl that was sitting next to Fresh pays all the bills with her guy.
Yep.
All right, guys? She pays all the bills. And she said, oh, I'm with him. But she's on a podcast right? And Fresh is over here flirting with her, whatever, and she's kind of entertaining, like, oh my God, I'm so nervous, blah, blah, blah. You guys want to know why she's doing that? Because she knows deep down, I'm paying the bills and everything else like that, because she's been brainwashed with womanism that it's okay for her to pay for a man's bills and everything else like that. But see, society's telling her one thing, but her her hardwiring instincts is telling her something else. I shouldn't be doing this. This feels weird. I'm losing attraction. Mm. I guarantee you she don't suck his D no more. I guarantee it. You want to know why? Because women need to feel that they love you first before they actually do the other things, right? She probably does not respect her man. As a matter of fact, she showed up on her podcast. She definitely don't respect him. So, and she's in a relationship. She's over here talking with Fresh, you know what I'm saying, the Nigerian prince.
Wait, you put a pistol on me. God damn it, Myra.
Damn, I didn't say that. I didn't say all that. We can infer that, right?
Okay,
but the
okay.
point I'm trying to make, guys, is this. Social constructs don't adhere to reality. Women are told they can make money, become successful. They can, you know, hold a man down, blah, blah, blah. We've had women on this podcast. I've paid for the bills. I've held them down, blah, blah, blah. But guess what? I always ask them, are you with them now? And they're always like, no. Okay, who broke up the date? Who broke up the relationship? Oh, I did? Exactly. Proves my point. You know what I'm saying? Like,
got him.
You know what I'm saying? Because women are going to sit there and try to say, like, they can support and all that other stuff. They're not built for it. They'll do it temporarily, but they ain't going to do it for a long period of time, guys. So you need to learn game, because women have zero game. When we ask girls, what do you say when you meet with a guy in the store? They have no idea what they're going to say. They don't even know.
And guess what? Here's the problem.
They want to be seduced.
A guy that has more game than you can come into the scenario, and if you're not doing your part, he'll take it away. Just like that.
Shout out to the pool boy.
The pool boy.
The gardener. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, man. So anyway, with that said, we're going to go on to the number one thing. Okay, so before we get into the final one, quick recap, guys. So today's topic was five things that make you attractive to a woman to ensure that you're going to close the first date. Things that you need to have in place, right? And this is like for more of a mindset thing. We could talk about logistics and everything like that in our first date late blueprint, which we're going to have in the link below.
Guys,
if you guys want to get in, and we're going to teach you guys exactly how to close on first dates,
guys,
every single time.
Guys, the link is in the chat. I just posted it as well. So if you want the first date blueprint to get behind the scenes of how me and Myron do it ourselves, because, dude, real talk, for YouTube, we can't put it on YouTube because it's going to be too controversial. No. We might get banned.
We'll be canceled immediately.
But once you learn this stuff, bro, and you go on a date, you're like, damn, now I know how it's fucking up.
We cover everything from logistics, how to set the date, how to frame the date, text messages, setting up your house prior to going out on the date, dealing with LMR, having everything in place so that you're good to go, man. We literally, from A to Z, it's two Zoom calls in there. What? It's like three, 4 hours of content?
Chris, could you put the link up at the very bottom?
Yeah. It's like three or 4 hours of content?
It's like 4 hours of content. Each Zoom call is 2 hours. We answer questions as well regarding that Zoom call. So, guys, real talk. You want a step-by-step short call you can go through to learn a game and what to do on first date? That's it right there.
Yeah. Right now, we're telling you guys the what. That's going to teach you the how, because we can't put it on YouTube. Facts. We would be canceled within 2 seconds.
We are very censored on this platform. Yeah. I'm telling you right now. We're
very censored. Yeah. The womanists would come after us. So anyway, guys, so recap. Number five, you need to lead. Okay. Men lead, women follow. Period. Number four, escalate the tension, right? The sexual tension. And then number three, you need to not ever lead with the wallet. You can be a man of resources, but you don't necessarily give a chick resources until she earns it, okay? We ain't out here simping and tricking on these chicks, because there's plenty of sugar daddies that are already doing that.
Yep.
And then number two, need to learn game. Basically, guys, understand female nature. Shout out to our boy Rolo. Read the Rational Male. Understand the theory behind it and then start applying it, because women look for certain traits in men, which we're teaching you guys to be congruent to that all times, being a leader of men, decisive, assertive, dominant, etc. There's a reason why 50 Shades of Grey is the most popular book among women. And then finally...
Number one.
Final round.
You want to hit it?
So, number one is, as you know, confidence. So, notice, right? Every girl on the late night show says the same thing. I want a guy that's ambitious and a guy that's confident. Why is that? Because confidence brings knowing what to do and knowing how to maneuver with women. Because, once again, you build confidence over time. Now, some guys are born with innate confidence, and they just have an alpha mentality. Some guys have to earn it. Like, for example, I have to earn it. Because I'm a nice guy. I'm considered what you call a regular beta. But at the same time, I understand if I stay this way, I'm not going to get what I actually want. So over time of confidence, accomplishing goals, you know, hitting the gym sometimes. No, not all the time, but you feel me? You know, just making better choices. All that stuff plays into confidence. And also as well, having game and going out there and getting rejected. Yo, real talk. You want to gain confidence fast? Let 100 chicks tell, let 100 girls tell you no, right? Look, I started, bro, right? So imagine me going over there doing cold approach and getting rejected. So that confidence builds up, and after time, right, what happens is you literally become a rock hard solid dude, because once again, confidence builds up with over time, and girls can tell when you're confident. She might give like a shit test, like, oh, I don't like those shoes.
She will.
Oh well, that's fine. I know that I get laid all the time, so whether you say you like them or not, doesn't matter. The point is, with confidence, you can kind of stand up for yourself. you can stand up for yourself. But
sorry,
at the same
guys,
time,
we're not lagging.
You can stand up for yourself, but at the same time, she can feel that energy from you. So be confident, guys. It takes time to build that confidence. I say all the time, get a vision board, write on your goals, short-term and long-term goals. Short-term goals you can hit up right away or like a week or two. Long-term is like months apart. And that short-term goal list, you kind of like do every day or you do weekly. It builds a confidence. And over time, you go on dates. You know what I'm saying? You practice game. You might get yes, you might get some no's. But the point is, over time, you build confidence. And with that confidence, you can actually go on dates and seal the deal.
All right. So, guys, I'm just going to reveal an uncomfortable truth about women that I'm going to say it right now. The reason why women want a confident man is because women themselves are not confident. I'm going to say that again. The reason why women look so strongly for a man who has confidence is because most women are not really confident, bro. And if you guys don't believe me, every broad wears makeup, every broad wears high heels, a lot of them wear waist trainers, all this BS. What does that inevitably tell you? Women rarely go out into the world as their true self. Bam. They're always wearing some type of concealer, makeup, heels, whatever it may be to improve their appearance. So women look for men what they're deficient in. What are women deficient in? Strength, height, muscularity, confidence, a lot of the time earning potential, etc. So they look for these things in a man. Women want a guy who's confident because they know that they're not confident in themselves. That's the cold, hard truth. Bam. As much as they want to sit here and say, I'm empowered and all this other BS, bruh.
The lie detector determined
that was a lie.
If women were truly as confident as they claim they're confident, strong and independent, the makeup industry wouldn't be a fucking billion-dollar business. As a matter of fact, when a recession is going on, the one thing that doesn't suffer is the makeup industry. No matter how broke a chick is, she's going to find a way to get her hair done, her nails done, makeup, etc. Because a woman's looks is what defines her, and she is very, very worried about that, which means, just like we said before, women look for what they can't find. Women look for men what they do not have. It just tends to be that confidence at the top of it, because women lack confidence naturally, just out of, that's just the way it is, because women are not self-sufficient creatures. I don't want to sound like, oh, Marvin, you're sexist. No, 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 no.
How dare you?
It's true. It's only in modern times where women have been able to live without the provisioning and security of a man. If you go back thousands of years since the beginning of time, can a woman survive without a guy? Hell no. You know what I'm saying? That's why we tell you guys, women are hardwired to share a high-value guy, because if you're back in the caveman days, right, when there were saber-toothed tigers and all this other stuff, you think a woman could go there and care for herself and kill an animal, bring it back to the people, and let them be able to eat? Hell no, bro. If they didn't have men, the saber-toothed tigers would be fucking these broads up. So, you know what I'm saying? These mammoths would be stomping on them and stuff like that. They needed men back then, and it's still hardwired in their mind to have a guy to protect and provision for them. This is why even the strongest, most independent women, right? If a robber breaks into the house, etc., they still, if they're with a man, expect him to take the duty of handling that problem, right? Physical confrontation is for men, not for women. Women fight in the cerebral, men fight in the physical. It is what it is. This is the way the world works. So since women are not equipped to handle some of the harsh realities of the world, which conveniently the modern day world has kept women away from, right? They're still hardwired to look for men that have that confidence, because confidence is a foundation from which everything else the man has is built upon. That is why women so deeply want a man that has confidence, guys. It goes far beyond attraction. It goes to provision. It goes to protection. It goes to everything else. Confidence is literally a requirement to be able to get girls, especially in today's day and age, because women have more options than ever before. So one way that you're going to be able to distinguish yourself from all these other soy boys that talk shit on our TikTok or whatever it may be is confidence. Not only confidence in your own success, but the confidence to step up to her and check her on her bullshit too. You know what I'm saying? Because most guys aren't going to do it. That's where the confidence comes, guys. I always say this. Competence leads to accomplishments, which leads to confidence, okay? So As a man, the only way you're going to be able to be deep-rooted in your confidence and walk it like you talk it and truly be congruent is you need to accomplish things. This is why guys that don't have a purpose, guys that don't have something that they truly love and chase women all day are never fucking happy, because women do not provide satisfaction to men. Women are a byproduct of your success, okay? They are not the foundation of your success. They're not the foundation of your happiness. They're just a byproduct of your success and the happiness. You know what I'm saying? Women is a privilege. It's a perk after you've done all the other hard work, guys. Women are the ones that derive pleasure from male companionship, because a woman's values are intimately tied to what caliber of man can you attract, and more importantly, what caliber of man can you attract and retain resources from. This is why a woman that makes $100,000 a year is successful, a career woman, boss babe, whatever, 40 years old without children, least happy demographic of human being in the United States. Women, as they've become more feminist, make more money, become more successful, etc., approval and happiness ratings have been going down. Why? Because women don't derive the same pleasure from success that men do. Men are the ones that are supposed to be the success objects. Women typically tend to be the SEX objects, if you know what I'm saying. Trying to keep it somewhat YouTube friendly here. So, knowing all that, guys, that is why confidence is a critical component to your repertoire as a man that women screen for, because women intrinsically within themselves are not confident. And we have all the proof with makeup industry, with the heel industry, the clothing industry, the hair industry, All that other stuff to show that they're not really confident in who they are, because they always put out another image.
Not to mention, bro, don't forget the Facetune apps on Instagram, social media. Don't forget all the filters of Photoshop, because that is a whole other category. But I'll say this, 9 out of 10 girls are very insecure. So what happens is, actually, most guys are more confident than most girls actually when you go on a date, because once again, they're worried about different things. You know, they're very worried about their looks. So as a guy, if you come with confidence, like Myron said, they can respect you, because once again, they don't have that. So just keep it in that stock, build your confidence, you know, hit the gym, you know, get into a sport, an activity that builds confidence as well. You know, whatever you can, they build confidence. And for example, even you doing daily tasks and setting them as goals can build confidence. So just do that stuff, guys.
Right. Bam. All right, let's hit these super chats. CD88, Australian $20. Shout out to Down Under, man. You guys show us mad love, bro. Yo, Australia and Canada
yeah.
Like top two they countries, bro. Us, man. And then right behind them is the UK and New Zealand. Guys, thank you so much.
Yeah, we need to do like a world tour.
We do. We go go out there to Australia. Tour. I've always wanted to go to Australia.
Me too.
CD88, 22-year-old girl I'm casually seeing is obsessed with me finishing inside her to the point of begging in person and by text. Can this be anything other than trapping? I'm 32, $230,000 USD per year.
Oh, my nigga. Man. Bro, if a chick is begging me that bad, bro, ain't no way in hell I'm going to do that.
Ain't yeah, no my hell, friend, bro. You need to tell her.
Deny. Yeah,
and,
bro.
And what you're going to do is you're going to go and get a vasectomy, my friend.
Yeah, yeah. If you know what? Under that scenario, you could do it. But other than that, nah, bro. I would have not risked that shit,
yeah,
bro.
Yeah, bro. God, yeah.
It's just the adamant, there's probably motive behind that.
Yeah, facts. She's looking for that parachute.
I'll do it when a chick says no. Don't do it. I smell like doing that.
King Grand, $15. Last question, boys. Can you guys put your email in the chat or spell it one more time, because my email won't go through. It's freshfitpodcast@gmail.com. It's our contact stuff below.
I'm putting it right now.
Okay, Fresh is going to put it in the thing. Delfinity, 20 NOK. I'm not sure what that is, but question for Blacken.
Blacken.
Why do you not go to the gym?
Oh, you mean Akon?
Yeah,
Akon,
they're talking about Fresh.
Oh, me?
Blacken.
Oh, for me, honestly, bro, when I focus on making money, that's not my main priority. So that doesn't go into my daily routine. Now, I'll say this, though.
And we do come
hanging
for
out,
it,
hanging out, hanging out with Myron, though, like, it's always on my mind. And what happens is I'll go for, like, 2-3 months, and then I'll just, like, get caught up with some type of, like, work or some type of, like, business move, and I kind of lose focus there. But I will say I will get more focus on it at some point and just focus on that. But right now I'm at a phase of building myself, so I technically don't want to stop doing it, but I'm making up excuses right now.
Yeah, yep. You bitch ass. Yeah. All right, guys, I clown him every day for it.
Yeah, he does.
Okay, EJJ, $20. Everything they dropped was nothing but gems, and this is coming from a lady. Wow.
Oh, wow.
I support the show. By the way, Sudan is in East Africa, not North. Wait, what? It's north. It's right underneath Egypt. What are you talking about? I'm from North Sudan. Oh. From the Arab North. So that is in Northern Africa. But anyway, yeah, with that said, though, I will say this, though. I've noticed that our viewership from women has been going up.
Oh, it's been going up.
I'm actually very surprised.
I'm getting DMs from women. It's crazy, bro.
Which is good. Which is good. I mean, yeah, of course, I still get the D threats from all the womanists that hate me. But a lot of the women that hit us up, bro, they're in a relationship, they're married, or they have like some serious, you know, long-term relationship going on with a guy. And they're like, yo, this is facts. These guys, because we teach women how to keep guys around. You know what I'm saying? We out here like Derek Jackson or Steve Harvey capping to these ladies like, oh, you're perfect the way you are. Like, nah, baby girl, you got to improve just like the rest of us.
I know. We know most girls can't handle this because they don't want to hear the truth.
Of course not.
But at the same time, if you sit and listen to this as a woman, you're like, damn, they got a point. You know what? Maybe if I try it this way, it might work. So all we're saying is, you know what? Here's an option for you ladies to choose from. Here's the truth. If you want it, take it. If you don't, well, it's up to you.
And we got no incentive to lie because our audience is men. We're not out here to sell to women, bro. We're just telling you guys what it is, how to keep a guy around. You know what I'm saying? Because funny enough, we tell guys what to look for to keep a woman around. And if a woman's able to exhibit those things by virtue of us telling men the truth, boom, you get the truth too. So you're welcome. You can send $9.97 to the PayPal.
Fresh and fit hitch.
You know what I'm saying? Did we catch up on the Super Chats?
Yes, we are.
All right. Cool. Guys,
all right,
we're going to have a late night show tonight. Oh, one just came in. Okay. Big Dogs Eat 2499. Guys, can you give me any tips on how to stop watching pee for good? I'm 30. Bro?
Honestly, bro, you have to like slowly do that because if you go cold turkey, one of those nights you can be like, damn, I just gave
in. No, we should do an episode on how to get off of it.
We should. I mean, honestly, man, like it's like a drug. It's like an innate habit and you have to like find another hobby that's going to take up that time. For example, if you're too busy to whack off, then you can't whack off.
Facts.
So just do extra sports. You know what I'm saying? Go with friends. Maybe find a girlfriend or a chick that you want to chill with so you don't have to obviously go to that extreme and release.
Facts. Hidomaru, $50. Love the show, guys. Found you guys through CGA and Better Bachelor. Shout out to them, by the way, guys. Better Bachelor and
CGA.
Coach Greg Adams. Go subscribe to both of their YouTube channels. Those guys, we love those guys.
Cool, guys.
Having straight up discussions is real time. In real time is a fantastic way to bring these topics to light and show the real issues in the current market. Also, broke the Ninja Watcher status. Thank you so much. I
awesome,
appreciate
brother.
That. Because my head still hurts from that nunchuck earlier.
Guys, so, we are 180 away from 118,000 subs. So guys, like the video, please. Sub to the channel. Help us get to 120K. And the party's going to be lit.
Yeah, it is going to be lit, guys. May 15th, we're going to put the link below. Get our get Tiege Hanley. Get the skincare stuff.
Yeah, and also, follow Myron.
Link is below.
Unplug Fit with two T's. Unplug Fit, two T's. Follow me, Fresh Prince CEO. Follow our producer, Chris, Aaron C. Pogson. And follow our sound engineer, Trey Talk Sports.
Audio engineer, man. Audio engineer.
Oh, sound?
Yeah, audio engineer. You guys won't let us get off air. All right, Simmer Singh, $20. Gem after gem, guys. Shout out to Rolo reading your book now. Absolutely. Guys, go get that book. Confidence is built through consistent perseverance through failures. Failures lead to success. Confidence is learning and knowing how to succeed.
Yep, there
big
you go.
Facts,
you got it,
my
bro.
Friend. And
go.
I think we're good. All right, we're going to end the show so you niggas don't send any more money. Thank you guys so much.
Peace.
We appreciate it.
Later,
love
guys.
You guys. Bye. Walk along the razor's edge.